We begin the current daf, Masechet Mil daf Hey. We begin three lines down at the top of the Yom, but the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah had said the defining characteristic of our opening Mishnah of our Perek of our Masechta, which defined the halacha of Me'ila, which, as we spoke about Kachi Kach and the topic of this Perek, regarding the Kachi Hashem, things which start off sanctified, they're owned by Hashem, what then makes it permitted for human, for Kahanim, what's called Shas Hetol Kahanim, is at the time of the Zrika Saddam. When the Zrikas Adam is done, then it's no more Kach Hashem, it's permitted for the Kanim, then there's no Malach Me'ilah because he's not misappropriating from Hekdash. Now, actually, that Halacha qualifier, which is no more Me'ilah, which actually by Kach Hashem goes the other way, then becomes Kach Hashem, which are the Emurim, this that it says it's by Shaset Lekahanim. So the Gemara had a question regarding what does it mean Shaset Lekahanim? Is it Heter Shchita? Is it when the slaughtering is done in the appropriate manner, and then now it opens up for the Kohanim to do their Avodah? Or is it Het Zrika, which is when the Kabbalah is done in the appropriate way, then we consider it like as if the blood was thrown, because Kaloim Lazar Kazarg Tami, but that's when once you have an appropriate Kabbalah? Or is it actually Het Achila, which is only after the Zrika is done, then that permits the Kohanim to go out and eat it? That's what we mean Shas Het Lekahanim, and then is when there's no Malach of Meila. So those were three different options. So now our Gemara brought that it's a Machlekes, Chizki said it's Het Shchita, which is when the Shechit is done appropriately, then the Kohanim can now do their Avodah, now there's no more Me'ilah anymore. And Rabbi Yechonon says, Heta Achila, it's when the Zrika is already done in the appropriate manner, now the Kohanim can go out and eat it, that's Shas Heta, now there's no more Halacha Me'ilah on this Kacho, on this carpet. That's why Gemara continues and says, Amr Abzeri says, Leidek Masneitin Deleikich Iskil Utuleik Rabbi Yechonon. Our mission is not precise to be like either one of those interpretations that we said of Chizki and Rabbi Yechonon, rather it's like the other of the three interpretations, which was part of the question, which is actually Hetter Zrika Shneinu. As Tanan, as he brings from the Halacha of our Mishnah, when our Mishnah qualifies, our Mishnah itself describes and says, so Ezihi Shahis Lashas Het Lekanim. What is considered that there was a moment of permissibility of the Kanim, where maybe even if it now that it's possible, but there's no Malach of Me'il anymore? So the Mishnah described Shalana, if it was left out overnight, Vishnitmis, or if it became Tamei, Vishyatsis, or if it left the perimeter, these are different disqualifiers of the carbon. Now, one thing says the Gemara is Lav Delon Dam, isn't the case when Toma was left out overnight. It's Toma that the blood was left out overnight, meaning that the blood was received appropriately in the vessel, in the receiving vessel. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Even though it was left out overnight before the blood was thrown, still, V'katani, our Mishnah says, oh, Ein Ma'ilim Boy. There's not going to be any more Me'ilah on that carbon because since it was received already, although the blood wasn't thrown. But that's what we say, whatever is ready to be thrown, as if it was thrown. V'shma minah, so what's that Mishnah telling us? If it's saying that's the Shas Heter Lekahanim, what mean Shas Heter? What was done? The receiving of the blood was done. That Heter Zrika Shneinu, it's the permissibility of now the ability to go ahead and throw the blood. If that's ready, if that's prepared because you did appropriate Kabbalah, then it takes away the Halacha Me'ilah. That's neither like Chizki or like Rabbi Yechonon. Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. When we're talking about the case of that already had Shas Heter Lekahanim, wasn't that the blood was left over, which would obviously indicate that the blood wasn't thrown yet, it was just received. No, Delon Basar. We're talking about where the meat was left out overnight, meaning beyond its time of when it's allowed to be around. Avon Dam is dark, but the blood was thrown already. Mishumach Igetani, Eimayelmbay, and that's why the Mishnah says that there's not going to be any more meal anymore, which means to say, because like Rabbi Yechonon, we could resolve for the other interpretation too, but it was more difficult than Rabbi Yechonon to say that no, there was a Shas Heter of Achila for the Kanim, because the blood was thrown, and we're just saying that the meat was left over, that's what we're saying, okay, so although it's invalidated now, but there's not going to have any more Me'ilah, because it already had Shas Heter, again, a Heter of Achila. But the Gemara continues asking, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah the inverse. We said, the Mishnah says, and what's considered that there didn't have yet a moment of permissibility of Kohanim, where hence by Kach Hashem never got removed yet from the halachic status of Kach Hashem, and if it's going to retain the halach of Me'ilah. So the Mishnah described, if we're Shenishchata Chutzlaz Mana, V'chutzlam Kaima, if the one, when he's doing the Avodah of the slaughtering, he had in mind he wants to be eaten beyond its time or beyond its place, which known as the Machshav of Pikul and Shlebim Kaima. Or if someone that's invalid to do that Avodah received the blood and the blood was thrown, so that was invalidation before the Shas Heter Lekahanim ever happened. Hence, it never had a moment of permissibility when it became invalidated, so it never got removed from Kach Hashem to be permitted to the Kohanim. Therefore, it's going to retain its Halacha Me'ilah. So says the Gemara, Hechadamim. This last case of we're told that it didn't have a Shas Heter Lekahanim, where it says v'shekibl besulim v'zarkus dame, how are you going to interpret that case? Elam, if you're going to read it, dizarku besulim v'kiblu besulim, that it's talking about that, yeah, those who are invalid received the blood, and those who are invalid through the blood. Where it said v'shekibl besulim v'zarkus dame, as if it's one long case. Those who are apostle, a zar, or someone that's not allowed to do the avodah, received it in through the blood. That says the Gemara, but lamali adikar tarti. But why would you then need to say that both of them were done with someone that's pasul, that with the Kabbalah and the Zrika, the receiving and the throwing? What I mean, if someone that's pasul just receives the blood, already invalidates it. So it's already invalidated. Why would you need to say that the pasul already threw the blood too? Elalav, rather, isn't it the interpretation of the case? The kaplu pasulin, yeah, we're saying that the one who pasul received the blood, but vizarku kasherim. And the blood was thrown by someone that is kasher by a kasher kind. And v'katani, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Now that's going to be a case of moyel and moyel, that there's still going to be me'ilah. Why? The blood was thrown. Yeah, but since someone that's possible received the blood, we never had a moment of permissibility of the throwing of the blood because it didn't have an appropriate kabbalah, so it already became invalidated at that point. Now, the inference is that the reason is because someone that's possible received the blood, and only subsequently did someone that was kosher throw the blood. But if, let's say, someone that was kosher received the blood, the inference would be, even though, let's say, the exact reverse, that someone that was possible threw the blood, the halacha would still be that there wouldn't be any me'ilah. Why? Because from the moment that the kosher received the blood, it really became permitted to throw the blood, which is called shasheta lizrika, and therefore there wouldn't be any me'ilah. So shmamina heta zrika shenenu. So again, we have an inference, not like Rabbi Yochanan, and that of Chizkia, that we see it's the permissibility of the throwing of the blood, of kol omi lizar kizarik dami, and therefore that's what removes it from me'ilah, not like either one of those interpretations. But maskevla Rav Yosef. Reis asks on this conclusion of Reb Zeira that's showing from the Mishnah, Nalik Chizkiah and Nalik Reb Yechanan, and he says, no, really I would tell you that even when a kasher receives the blood and the apostle throws the blood, it would be the same halacha that there would still be me'ilah. Because no, I could tell like Reb Yechanan that there's a heta achila that has to be. I mean, it's not only by, like you're saying, Kibl Pesulin and Zarku Kasherim that was saying that it didn't have a shas heta lekanim, and there retains me'ilah. No, the same thing would be in the reverse too. If kiblu kasherim and zarku psul, it's still, you had a psul before the blow was actually thrown, because what you need is a Rabbi Yochanan of heta achila shnein. And he proves his point. He says, because visa gedaitech ikel flugi hachi, because if you think to say, like you're saying, that the differentiation is as specific as you're saying, that the case is, again, it couldn't be that kiblu psul and zarku psul, because we said it's not necessary to say both were done in the state of psul. But rather, you wanted to say that, it's talking about that the one who's pasul received the blood, and someone who's kasher threw the blood. And your inference was to say, but if someone that was kasher received the blood, even though it was thrown by someone that's pasul, that's where there's not going to be me'ilah. And specifically that case. However, it proves Rav Yosef, he says, no. I'll prove to you that it's not specifically like that. When it says pasul, that it means specifically pasul, that you want to make the inference, specifically kiblu pasul, but if it was kiblu kashu, then already wouldn't be in me'ilah, because you see that would be the requirement of a heter zrika, not like Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah, who would say either heter shchita or heter zrika. So Rabbi Yosef, no, because hadinan hasam. I'll prove to you in Mishnah Masechta Zvachim that it's not precise, these terminologies. Mishnah said, chatas pasula. If a carbon chatas that became invalidated, where its blood from the carbon was sprayed onto someone's garment. So it says the Mishnah, there the halacha is going to be that ein dam atoin kibus, that the blood that was on the garment doesn't have to be laundered. Because generally, by a kosher karma chatas, the pasuk says, v'ashayizim adam ala beket the chabes, that if the blood of the carbon got on someone's garment, it has to be laundered, has to be washed in the azar. Now, says the Mishnah, here, since the karma chatas was pasul, that blood doesn't have to be washed off to that garment. And says the Mishnah, Bein Shahisla Shasa Kosher V'Nifsla, this is also talking about whether that the blood had a moment of permissibility where at one point it was kosher to be thrown and then subsequently became invalidated. Something happened. Well, Bein Shahisla Shasa Kosher V'Nifsla, or even if it didn't have a moment of permissibility, it was always possible from the beginning and it became invalidated. Either way, that luck is going to be that since it is possible and it's spread in the person's garments, it doesn't have to be washed. Qualifies the Mishnah, so Ezi Shoyisla Shasa Kosher V'Nifsla. What's the case to where it had a moment of permissibility and then became invalidated? Would be Shalana, where if the blood was left out overnight, where it had a Shasa Kosher, it had a moment of permissibility according to either interpretation. Either if you hold that the idea is Heter Shchita, like Chizkiah, or you hold like Reb Yochanan that it's Heter Achila. But then subsequently, although you had the blood, but then it ultimately became invalidated because it was left out overnight, this blood. Or Vishnitmas, it became tummy the blood, or Shiyatza went out of the Azara. And Ezi Shaloi Slash Azakash, what's the case Toma when it never had a moment of permissibility? It's Shanishkata Chutzlam Kaima, like we say in our Mishnah, where it was slaughtered with the intention of being sacrificed beyond its place, Chutzazmana, beyond its time. Or Vishakib Sulam Azarka's Dhamma. Same idea as our Mishnah, where it was received by someone that's possible and the blood was thrown. Says the Gemara, Sahei Chadami. What's the case Toma over here? Ilem de kaplu psulin vizarku psulin. If it's Toma where the one who is possible did the Kabbalah and the Zrika, so then the inference would be who dein dama toin kibus. That would be the case of this one which never had a shasakaisha, but we're qualifying what's this type of case that didn't have a shasakaisha that would not require that the blood has to be laundered. Is this case of when you have that the one who is possible received it and the one who is possible threw it. Now, then the inference would be, are you telling me that ha kiblu, but if let's say it was received by someone that's kasher, and then thrown by someone that's pasul, or the opposite, or bizarku kshem, or if it was received by someone that's pasul and thrown by someone that's kasher, what are you telling me that then dama toin kibus, that blood would actually have to be laundered if it got onto someone's garments, that because this that we say there in the Mishnah that kiblu psun is precisely that way is specifically if someone that's pasul and not someone that's kasher. But if there was someone that was kasher, they're either in the receiving or the throwing, that then the garment would have to be washed. And that says the Gemara says Rav Yosef, but kari kan, but apply the pasuk over here that says, where this is the pasuk that talks about the halacha of whatever gets touched from the carbon from the flesh, or where the pasuk says Ashayizim Adama, that will be sprayed from its blood on a garment. The pasuk says Techabes b'makom kadosh, you have to then launder it in the holy place, meaning the azara. What the pasuk is saying when this is Ashayizim Adama, that will spray from its blood. The inference is we're talking about blood that is ready to be sprayed, but the mitzvah wasn't done yet. That is when, if the blood sprays on the person's garment before the Zrika or during the Zrika, but it wasn't yet thrown yet, it's either now or it never was yet, that then when the garment needs to be laundered. But the inference is, but not if it already was sprayed. Meaning after the spraying, the rest of the blood, if that sprays in someone's garment, that doesn't have to be laundered because the blood was already thrown. Whether it was done with a kasher, whether it was done in a pasul, the garment doesn't have to be washed. So then, how can you say that, oh, the Mishnah that's talking about, where it's just qualifying that it doesn't make a difference that a Shasa Kaisher doesn't have a Shasa Kaisher, and when it's describing the cases that when they didn't have a Shasa Kaisher, it says, oh, what does it mean? What's the case of not a Shasa Kaisher? That the blood's not, but the blood's possible, that's not going to have to be laundered. In Shekib Psum Bizarku Psum, which then you want to make that inference, oh, it said specifically that, so then let's read it precisely. So it means to say if any one of them was a kasher, then the blood would have to be washed of the garment, but you can't say that. If ultimately the Kabbalah and the Zrika was done, so then we don't care if it's done through a kasher or a pasul. Even with a kasher, the blood's not going to have to be washed because it's already kvar huza. It's only that if it's yiza, that if it's going to be sprayed. So Ella rather says the Gemara, most definitely this that it says regarding the chatas that's pasul, that we're talking about with shekibl psulin vizarku psulin, must be lavdavka, must be imprecise. That even if actually the Kabbalah and the Zrika were done with Ksherim, the blood would not have to be washed after the blood was already thrown. Even though it's a Chatas, even if it would be a Chatas Kshera, for sure we were talking about Chatas Psula, where the blood was already sprayed. Now, but before the blood was sprayed, that's when the garment has to be washed, like a Chatas Kshera, where it has to be washed if, let's say, it fell on someone's garment between the Kabbalah and the Zrika. But one thing proves Rav Yosef to refute Rav Zeira, you see that the fact that it says psulin is not precise, as we're proving in the inherent halacha that we're talking about regarding the blood of the karma chatas. So therefore, the Gemara continues to be based and says, "Sahachinami here also regarding the Mishnah, regarding Me'ilah, that this that says shekib psulin must be lavdavka. It's not precise to say that you wanted to make the inference in saying, oh, it's shekib psulin, but if it's kiblu ksherim and zark psulin, oh." Then there wouldn't be, like our Mishnah says, that there's going to be Me'ilah. That in that case, there wouldn't be Me'ilah. And that says the Gemara, no. Even if the kasher receives it and the apostle throws it, the halacha over there would also be that there's going to be Me'ilah. Because not like Reb Zeir wanted to prove that we say Heter Zrika Shaninu. No, because we could even say like Reb Yechon and the Heter Achila Shaninu. Because you need to have the Heksher to be even during the Zrika, and you don't have that. Now, if someone's going to ask, then if it's imprecise, so why did the Mishnah say it regarding Pesulim? So that says Rashi, yeah, because since the previous case our Mishnah was describing, where we're saying that it didn't have a Shas Hetlikanim, was with an invalidation of a Machshava of Chutzlas Manu, Chutzlam Kaimai, so when it spoke about regarding the receiving, it spoke about Kibla Basul and then Zorku, but you're right, that's not precise. And therefore you can't make the inference like we had made in the beginning that, oh, if it's going to be Kablu Kasherim, even though it's going to be Zorku Basulim, that there's not going to be Me'ilah. No, the halacha over there, that it's still going to be Me'ilah, because, again, what you need to have is you need to have that it was, even the Zrik was done with a Kasher, not just the Kabbal. Now, on that, Rav Asi, he responds back to this refutation of Rav Yosef on what Rav Zeret said. Says, but Imkin, if that's the case, like you're saying, that it's imprecise, so Lamalila Misne Tarti, why do we have two Mishnayas? Our Mishnah of Ime'ilah, the Mishnah of the Masech B'Sachim, that they're both imprecise, they're both mentioning Pesulim, but they're not precise? So, rather, he goes back to the premise of Reb Zera, and he says, Lo'ilam de Me'ilah Dafka. No, it's like Reb Zera said, our Mishnah of here regarding Me'ilah is precise, and the inference is correct, like Nalik Reb Yechanan and Chizkiah, that, but rather like that third option, that the primary is Het Ezrika. If the Kabbalah was done appropriately, then actually it's not going to be Me'ilah anymore, because it just has to be that you were able to do Ezrika. And then that qualifies like Kalam and Lazar Kazark, as like the blood was already thrown, which really is what already does to, it finishes off the Avodah, and therefore it's not Kodesh Hashem anymore. Now, however, in Mishnah Masechet Zvachim, that spoke about the Psulim regarding a Chatas Psula, that's where it wasn't precise. Rather, like you said, that there obviously, that even if it was received and sprayed by a kosher, that it's already over there, the halach is going to be that it's not going to require laundering the garment because it's a shayiza b'leshek vahuza. Rather, that, so why did it say kibla b'sun b'zark b'sun? That's for Hakamashma, that's coming to teach us something else. The apostle, Isis Shirayim, it's coming to tell us that someone who is apostle could create what's called leftovers. So, for example, if let's say the blood was received in two different cups. That's what the Chiddush is telling us. You're right, it's not precise. It would be even if kosher, obviously. But again, don't refute our Mishnah, because why would we have two Mishnahs and precise? That was the imprecise one, ours is the precise one. So why did you say even over there in Zvachim imprecise? That's because it's telling us another parenthetic Chiddush regarding that the Pasul could make Shirayim. That is Avagav, the Kibble Pasul Bazarak, even if the one who's Pasul, a Zahar, let's say, he's not able to do that Vaidah. He receives the blood and he throws it, and then the Kibble Kasher Bazar. Then the Kasher one he receives in another cup, and he throws it, Lav Kolomei. That's what's saying, that's not even significant. My time, what's the reason why it's not significant? So okay, what the Pasul did is not, but let the Kasher, he did that Vaidah, why shouldn't it be valid? Because the Shirayim Ninu, that's what the Chiddush of that Mishnah Zvachim is telling us. That the one who's Pasul, he makes all the blood that's left over after his Zrika into Shirayim, into leftovers. It's all considered remnants. Because that actually, regarding what the Kasher receives and throws, the Chiddush is saying that that's not significant, it has no halachic relevancy. Rather, the blood that he's receiving is like leftovers of the blood of what the Pasul had already done, because he already did the Avodah. Now, although it's invalid, it made everything else the remnants, not the actual primary blood that you could do Avodah on. Where if that's what we're saying, that if let's say the blood was then was sprayed on someone's garment, whether it was the Zrika of the Kasher or the Zrika of the Pasul, that's what we're saying, that's not going to have to be washed because the Avodah was already done. It's already Kfar Huza. Or another relevancy would be if let's say that blood, what do you do with that blood? The halacha is saying that the blood has to be spilled out to the canal like shirayim, like leftover blood, because if you say that the pasul doesn't make shirayim, then it would actually have to be put onto the yisoid, the foundation of the mizbeach. So that's what we're saying, but it's again, it's not anything regarding the halacha specifically over there of pasul, which we proved. But our Mishnah, we're not going to have two Mishnahs that are imprecise. Our Mishnah is precise, which is like Reb Zeir had said, proving het ezrika shenina. Now, Rashi points out one thing, that the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, that which seems to be a contradiction to our sugya. It says that all those who receive the blood with a machshava of chutzes manu chutzim kaimai, so that says the Mishnah that if there's still some more blood left in the neck of the animal, so let a kosher person go back and receive the blood and do the avodah right now, which sounds like that the leftover is not shirayim. And they were saying that the leftover is shirayim, even if it's done pasul. That says Rashi, that's talking about where there were two flaws. A pasul went and had a machshava in the Kabbalah of chutz zman chutz mekaymer. Now, a machshava of a psul, in a machshava of a psul, meaning someone invalid, having invalid thought, two flaws, yeah, that's not significant enough to even make the rest as shirayim. But if you only have one flu, let's say if a kosher person receives, he does the Kabbalah with a machshava chutzlis manai, which is one flu, he's kosher but he's having a pasul machshava, there even if there's blood left in the neck, a kosher cannot go back and receive it over because the machshava of a kosher is going to make it into shirayim. And so too, if let's say a pasul without a machshava psul, he does the Kabbalah, is also going to make it into shirayim, and therefore that doesn't refute our sugya. Now, the Gemara continues to ask, however, that how could you say that that's the parenthetical chiddush of the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, that it's coming to tell us that a pasul makes shirayim, and that's why it says pasul, even though we said really it's labdavka, because even if a kosher does the Kabbalah and the Zerika, that then already it's already kfar huza. It's not going to make a halacha of someone's garment have to be laundered. Why do we say specifically by a pasul? So we say, oh, to say that it has relevancy when he does it, that it makes the rest to remnants, that it's, no one could do the avayd anymore. But that is the Gemara. But Vavoy Minei Rish Lakish Mem Yechon, and Rish Lakish had asked from Yechon, as Burn Masech Dizvachim Nef Lamadal Mabez, he asked him this question. He asked him, Pasul Maosha Yasish Raim, someone who's invalid, could he make that what he's doing is considered halachically significant, that he already did the Avayda, making, although Pasul, and therefore not significant that it could be valid, but that it makes the rest into, quote, remnants. Vamalein Rabbi Yechon had said to him, Ein Lecha Davar Sheyaseh Shirayim. He said, no, there's nothing that makes Shirayim. Only if someone had sprayed some of the blood with the intention of having the carbon being eaten beyond its time, beyond its place, and the rest, even though it was sprayed without a machshava pigul, that's where we're saying no, it's not significant, because all that leftover blood, which is now what he's praying, is already considered the remnants of the first, which was already done in the state of psul. And that the question is, so why is it so significant that only the case of when someone does with a machshava chutz man chutzim kaima that makes the rest shirayim to be invalid? Because holy lamaratzin lepigulin. Because since the spraying of the blood is considered something very significant, that it's the completion of when there's a machshava of pigul, that's called maratzin lepigula, it now is what establishes the carbon as pigul, because it doesn't get established as pigul to be liable for karas until the actual zrika of the dam is done. So that's when, if that zrika is done with a machshava of chutz man chutzim kaimai, that's going to make the rest as shirayim. But that's it. That's the limitation. So says the Gemara, my love isn't what Rabbi Yechon is telling him, that only specifically the cases he told him, that's going to make shirayim. Bar mi pasul, but that excludes the case of, let's say, someone who's pasul, a zar, or someone that's invalid, receives the blood without a machshava pigul, that then it wouldn't make shirayim. That refutes what we're saying, that the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim is coming to tell us, that a pasul could make shirayim. Says the Gemara, no, I feel a pasul. No, he's not excluding. The halacha that he was saying would even be by a pasul, that would also make shirayim. Says the Gemara, before in lecha katani, but his words were, there is no other ones, which sounds like, no, only these, with a machshav of chutz man chutz mekayim, and not when a pasul does the avayda. Says Gemara in Ahogim, and this is what he was saying. When he was saying, ein lecha davar, he was making a qualifying in a certain category. He was saying, ein lecha davar she'ein emaratza b'tzibri, he says, you don't have anything that is not considered acceptable when the public is doing this karban. For example, pigul, noiser, when it goes out of the yazar, these are all invalidations even for a karban tzibur. So you don't have anything that is not acceptable by the tzibur, va'isi shirayim, and that it should make shirayim in an invalid way, elo chutzes manam chutzes mekayim, except in those two places where, even though when someone's having machshava of chutzes manam chutzes mekayim, it's not acceptable in karbet tzibur, it's good. Still, Rabbi Yechon is saying, there it's going to make shirayim, because since ultimately it's considered that it is relevant, what is relevant? It's invalid. It's relevant because it has a validation of a psul of pigul, because the zrika zadam completes it and culminates into the psul of pigul. That's what he was saying. Aval tameh, but regarding a state of impurity, which is, let's say, some person that he's invalid to do the avayda, but he's acceptable the isa b'tzibur, because when the tzibur is bringing a carbon, there's a halach of tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. Tumah gets overridden when it's being done for a carbon tzibur. Their mashvi shirayim, that he wasn't excluding, that will make shirayim, because something that's valid in the tzibur, that's of course, if it's valid in the tzibur, then even though, let's say, for karban yachad it's invalid, but it's going to be halachically significant enough that it's going to create shirayim. But rather, it's shar besulim, it's regarding all other invalidations, like let's say if the person is a blemished kayan, he's a balmum, the lo yisnin b'tzibur, where that's not valid even for a karban tzibur, that yeah, that's what we're excluding, that lo yimashvin shirayim, that's not going to make shirayim. So therefore, this that we were saying that, oh, it's coming to tell us that a pasul, meaning that we said the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim is saying that pasul would make shirayim, that's like someone that's tummy. And this that we're inferring from the words of Rabbi Yechonon, that it's saying that No, it's a puzzle is not going to make shirayim. That's like other psulim, like, let's say a balmum, and therefore it doesn't refute what we had said parenthetically was the chiddush and mishnah mesechta tzvachim. But that teshama, the gemara goes back to the previous gemara's discussion to prove what are we saying heter shchita, heter zrika, heter achila. What is it that's the primary thing that our mishnah was talking about that says that, okay, that's going to remove the kachim from the ilah. So Tashma, the Brisa says, ha-pigul, someone had a machshava of pigul by the slaughtering of the carbon, says the Brisa, la-oilam, oilam, by. So there's always going to be halacha of me'ila in that carbon. I mean, this talk about like the opening case of our mesechta, of kachikachim. And the reason why there's always going to be me'ila is because even if subsequently the Kabbalah ha-dam was done appropriately, we don't say over there, kalam lazar kazar dami. Why? Because it's a Kabbalah of a dam that already had pigul, so it's not considered a significant Kabbalah. And therefore, it's not going to be considered like a Zrika of Dam, meaning of Koloim Lazarik, as if it was sprayed, to remove the carbon from Me'ila. Now, the reason is because it's an invalid Kabbalah Sadam, because there was already Machshava Pigo by the Shechit. So therefore, it's not going to remove it from Me'ila. But the inference is, but if let's say the Kabbalah Dam was done appropriately, where there was no Machshava Pigo done yet to this carbon, that then it would remove it from Me'ila. Why? Because we would say kolam and lazarik zarik dami. Says Gemara, lav de lazarik, isn't it talking about that even if the blood wasn't thrown yet, ushmamana het the zrika shnina, and it's telling us that yeah, the primary thing is that it's permitted to go ahead and do the zrika, and therefore then we say the halachic premise of kolam and lazarik zarik dami, and that permits it. That's neither like Rabbi Yechanan or like Chizkiah. Says Gemara, no, it's talking about zarka. It's talking about where the blood was already thrown. And there is where the Braisa is saying that since it's pigul, so therefore the spraying of the blood is not going to be considered significant enough to remove it from Me'ila. But yeah, then you could say your inference, but if it was a kosher zrika, then it would remove it from Me'ila, but that would be like Rabbi Yechanan because it needs to that permit the Kohen to go ahead and eat it, not just to be able to spray the blood. So therefore it's not a refutation of Rabbi Yechanan. And now the Gemara asks, according to Rashi's interpretation, the Gemara is asking in general. Could have asked it even on the previous interpretation when it was told about where we thought that the blood wasn't thrown yet. It just waited to conclude the proof and saying it's not a proof, not like a bichlam. And I asked the question then, so my lailam. So what's the Brisa in general coming to say when saying, what's pigul, you're always going to have me'ila, my lailam. What's it coming to say forever? So it's like, Gemara Kamash Mon is coming to tell us, Kedrev Gidl, which was his opinion we mentioned in the previous stuff. Domrav Gidl Marav, because that's what Rav Gidl Marav had said. That Zrik is pigul, there's a chiddush here that's inherent over here. That even though the spring of the blood with a machshava pigul, which that's unique, which ultimately it does have a significance, because well, that's the halach of karatzos, akasha, kachatzos, apostle, which it's accomplishing something in the sense of that it's creating an element of pigul. So we would have thought it's considered a significant zrika. That's what he says, that no, ein meitzim de me'ila, still is not going to remove the carbon from me'ila. And so to ve'enim evil de me'ila, it's not going to bring to me'ila, meaning it's not considered significant enough to be considered like the halacha of our mishnah of zrika, which is that element that removes me'ila and creates me'ila. Know that even though it's a zrika, it's a pigul, that's the chiddush the Brisa is saying, that a pigul la'olam ma'olam bay, that it's always going to have a halacha of me'ila, and even the zrika, which even a zrika of pigul, which is significant, that it creates and solidifies the thing of the halacha of pigul, still it's not going to be enough to create a change in the status of Me'ilah, because ultimately it's a Zrika Psula of Pigul, and therefore it's not going to remove it from Kachashem.